Okay, thank you so much for everybody's patience, for understanding that I'm just now settling in, and that Mirtz Hashem is Baruch, hopefully to bring more Divrei Torah, more, I guess, a series. I'm thinking about maybe a series about Chafetz Chaim. You know, the Hakdama of the Chafetz Chaim is unbelievable, just to work through that. Maybe continuing the Pele Yoyetz. If you have any suggestions, I'm happy to take all the suggestions possible. Now, I'd like to share a vart that my Rebbe says over, and it's very apropos for this time of year, especially going before Shana Yom Kippur. And it's a period of time where people are largely not, at, I mean, listen, you have, of course, people that are extremely motivated and excited, and they're moved towards doing tshuva and big changes. But to be honest, a lot of us also, and myself included, in different scenarios and circumstances, sometimes you feel a little bit that you haven't had a second to breathe to be able to really focus on inyanei tshuva, to thinking about yourself, about the big things, about how you can become better and become greater, and to stop doing things which are holding you back, to take on things which will bring you forward. It's certainly a very, very challenging time. And, you know, somewhere nestled deep into this week's parsha is actually a tremendous opportunity for chizik for this period of time. Why? Why do I say that? Because this last week's parsha, of course, included all the brachas and the klalos, the curses and the blessings. And not just curses, but curses that also bring along with you, like severe devastation. The person does this, you're going to be cut off, and this and that. It's a very, very scary situation. If a person really was being limited on it, really would think about it, it can really, you know, really put you down and out. And again, if a person is doing evil, doing wrong, then there is a certain level of, there is a din of a cheshbon in this world, and you're going to get it. However, though, what does a person do when they're stuck in that situation? They're stuck in that mode, and they just can't get themselves out. So, as I mentioned previously, nestled deep in this week's parasha is actually an incredible opportunity for chizuk. Let's take a look. So the Torah tells us that after one who hears these blessings and curses, but more specifically the curses, and he blesses in himself in his heart, I'll be fine. Peace will be to me. I'm going to go my own way. I don't have to touch it. I don't have to interact with any of these things. I'll go my own way. I'll be able to just simply, you know, enmesh myself into the greater world. I don't have to necessarily be you know, I don't have to be bothered by what happens. Lo yoyve Hashem slecha, slicha and mechila, Hashem's countenance and his ultimate acceptance of your tshuva will not come. Ki oz yashanaf Hashem, because the anger of Hashem has come upon you. Ki nasa b'ishahu, such an individual, an anger towards this person. Rab sabar kala haksuba b'sefer hazeh. Someone who has this attitude, all the terrible klalos will come upon that person that have been written in the Torah. Umach Hashem eshmoy mitachas Hashemayim. His name will be blotted out from the face of the world. Wow, like that's pretty intense. Again, but it makes sense. Someone who says, I don't care. Listen, I hear these things. I'll be fine. I'm going to move my own way. I'm going to totally disconnect. I've likened this pasuk here, b'shuas l'be'elich, I'm going to go my own way. That's almost like someone who decides, you know what? I don't believe in gravity. I don't believe in gravity. Gravity, you're telling me I'm going to die from it? I don't care about gravity. I live in my own world. That's not true. You don't live in your own world. You live in a world of physics, and the physics controls that world. And you jump off a building, what's going to happen? Splat, you're dead. Same thing also. This is literally what the Torah is telling us. Someone who tells themselves, I'll be fine, all the bad things are going to come upon you, and you're not going to be fine. And if anything, God forbid, your name will be blotted out. But there's two elements here that's very interesting. Number one, it's very, very fascinating that this person is included among someone, for example, like Amalek. Amalek is also a Machom Etachas Hashemayim. Is also, their name shall be erased from the world. So is there any commonality between Amalek and here? Because seemingly the same punishment that we have by Amalek of Etachas Hashemayim, we also have it by this person who says, B'shir Yosef B'Elech, is also going to be subject to the same punishment. We don't find that the Mechias Hashem Hashem, that the name should be blotted out and erased, is applied to everybody else. It's not applied to Amr Moyav. It's not applied to someone who, God forbid, is Mekal Aviv Imoy. But, you know, general Averis, people are not getting the Mechia Hashem Hashem. It's only seemingly by someone who is Amalek or someone who says B'shir Yisrael Be'elech. So just Pashup Shat. We're going to get to the Chizik in a second, but just Pashup Shat. Can explain that the connection between Amalek and between this particular individual is that just like this person says, I go my own way, I live my own reality, Amalek was the same thing. Amalek, after seeing the entire world, understood Hashem Echad Ushma Yachad, that after Am Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, he said, no, we don't care, we're going to still fight. Such a person who could deny reality is like the person before who said denies the gravity. You've denied reality in front of you, bold-faced reality in front of your face, and you're saying, ah, I don't care. And that's the reason why Amalek is held accountable, because they jumped in the Kivshan, in Batya Shel Mayim Chamim. They jumped into the boiling water first. Such a crazy person is unaware, or doesn't care, or is incapable of seeing reality before them. And such a person, unfortunately, is just you just can't deal with them. Such a person who denies reality to such an extent, Baruch Hashem Hashem, we're moichah their name in front of, we totally erase their name from this world. So that's the commonality between the two. Just like this person, who B'shurus LeBe'elich says, ah, I don't care, I'm going to live in my own sense of reality. Amalek also fell into that trap, and therefore they have the same punishment. But I want to give a little bit of chizik. My Rebbe says like this. He says, if you take a look at the Targum Yonas ben Uziel, the Lashon, the way usually Targum Yonas ben Uziel is very similar to Unklis, it'll give both a translation and an interpretation of the words itself. And yet the Targum Yonas ben Uziel says something very interesting. When it says, when a person hears it, v'hayah b'shamas divir ha'allah hazayis, his barach b'levava, and he blesses himself, it sounds to us, when we read Pashup Shad, it means that the person is being a bad guy, saying, I'll be fine. He blesses himself in his heart. I'll be fine. But the Targum Yonas ben Uziel says something very fascinating. He says, his barach b'levava actually means, he's yayish b'liboy. The Lashon Yush means, that he's given up on himself. He gives up on himself. And then he says, Shalom Yali, how does that make any sense? In just simple understanding of the phrase, how do you understand this Targum Yonas ben Uziel? That he gives up on himself. But anybody who understands psychology understands. The same way that we say hurt people, because internally you feel one way, and it comes out externally trying to overcompensate. Someone who is so broken inside, someone who so believes that they're incapable of growing and standing up to the nisyonos, when a person hears the klalos and says, oy vey, I'm going to fail. I'm not going to be able to withstand it. I'm not going to be able to show up to be proper. I'm not going to be able to succeed. Their messiahish believe they give up on themselves. Once you've given up on yourself, unfortunately, the next natural step is to then, unfortunately, do things that are not becoming of you. Because you do think, ultimately, it is becoming of me. It all stems with how and what we believe within ourselves. Are we capable or are we not capable? God does not expect success. God expects that you believe in yourself, that you at least give yourself the opportunity, the chance to get up and to try, to get up and to believe that you could do it. He gave up on himself. And of course, such a person who then says and overcompensates, is unaware of their internal mechanics and says, you know what? No, I'm going to disconnect entirely. They've allowed the lack of confidence in themselves to cause it to be externally saying, okay, I'm not going to even try. And someone who says, I'm not going to even try, someone who's given up on themselves, I don't want to sound so extreme. Because of course, everybody can work on themselves and can find that sense of success with themselves and this opportunity and the possibility of success. But such a person who's totally, completely disconnected that possibility from themselves, has totally blocked off their mind from being able to hear anything opposite, Mach Hashem Hashem. At that point, the Moichesh Moi B'tachas Hashemayim. Such a person, unfortunately, you can't work with them. You can't work with them. It has to work internally. A lot of times I would give classes and you know, my students would say, so give us chizuk. So I give chizuk. Says, but make me inspire. I can't make somebody inspired. There's no switch internally. It has to come internally from within yourself. Not externally, I should say. It has to come from internally, but it needs to start from one belief and one belief only, that I can do it, that I am able to be successful, that if I did put my best foot forward on a continual basis, I could succeed. You have to at least believe that. The minute we start to accept the reality or what we think is reality that we can't, a self-limiting belief, then you're not going to succeed. And you're then going to overcompensate. And then you're going to say, it's not worth it. It wasn't important anyway. This is the way the human mind works. We give post facto justifications for why we feel that we're not success, where we can't succeed. I think that's very sad when a person loses that sense of confidence within themselves. So nestled away in what seems to be in the pasuk, a complete condemnation of someone who has decided to go his own way, is actually an opportunity for empathy, deep empathy within ourselves and for sure towards other people. I'm saying, you know what? I can succeed. And the only reason why I'm coming out not doing this, I'm not doing that, is because I've already self-limited my ability to believe that I can do it. We can do it. We're able to do it. Just put your best foot forward and just try. The Borei Olam just wants us to try. He understood. He made us malach. He didn't make us malachim. He made us human beings. Hashem understands the game. Believe me, he understands exactly who we are, what we are. And Adar Abba, I've mentioned many, many times before, the dafka, the reason that we're human, is why we have the Torah. That's the unique reason. That's the why we have what we have. Perfection is not expected. Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a good Shabbos. And Mirtz Hashem be mechazek us towards Shoshana Yom Kippur. Kol Tov.